Al-Malik and Al-Qudus, the King, the Most Holy. These two names appear together in the Quran, Huwa Allahu Alladi La Ilaha Illa Huwa, Al-Malik, Al-Qudus, As-Salam, He is Allah, other than whom there is no deity, the King, the Holy, the Source of Peace. Quran 59:23. Al-Malik, the King, the Sovereign. Meaning, the absolute owner and ruler of all creation. Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to him and is under his complete authority. Al-Malik signifies absolute ownership. Allah owns everything. What we possess is merely a trust, amana. Absolute authority, his command prevails over all. No one can overrule his decree. Absolute kingship, unlike earthly kings, his kingdom has no boundaries, no end, and no rival. On the day of judgment, Allah will ask, "Whose is the kingdom today?" And the answer will be, "It is Allah's, the One, the Irresistible." Quran 40:16. Reflection. When you internalize Al-Malik, you realize that true power belongs only to Allah. No human ruler, no boss, no authority can ultimately harm or benefit you without his permission. This brings humility before Allah and courage before his creation. Al-Qudus, the Most Holy, the All-Pure. Meaning, the one who is completely free from every imperfection, deficiency, weakness, or flaw. He is pure in his essence, his attributes, and his actions. Al-Qudus comes from the root QDS, meaning purity and sanctity. It implies transcendence. Allah is far above any human-like qualities or limitations. Perfection, his knowledge is complete, his power is absolute, his justice is flawless. Purity, he is free from injustice, forgetfulness, need, or any form of imperfection. How to live by these names? Recognize Allah's sovereignty. When you feel powerless, remember that Al-Malik is in control of everything. Purify your heart, since Allah is Al-Qudus, pure, he loves purity. Seek purification of your heart from jealousy, arrogance, and hypocrisy. Submit to his authority, obey his commands willingly, knowing that his rule is perfect and just. The king does not need your worship, but your soul needs to acknowledge his sovereignty to find true freedom.